and this is kind of the first announcement, is our Owens of Illinois bottling plant on Packard Highway. Over the years, many citizens have driven by and wondered what's going to happen to that facility. Well, I can announce today that the 600,000-foot facility has been sold. Now, I can't really go into details at this point as to the owner or what the project may be there, but we are anticipating additional jobs to be created in the community and the site to be used functionally as a large business in the city of Charlotte. So stay tuned on that.
Give me a little bit of the history there, and what would I see if I drove through there?
Good question on that. Owens of Illinois was a major bottling plant at one point. What basically happened was they ran into the legislature that years ago said, well, you know, we're going to put deposits on bottles. Because if you think about it, before that time, they were pumping bottles out of their hand over fist because people were not returning them and that sort of thing. And the return situation, I believe, pretty much impacted that. That is set vacant for a number of years. The former owners went through and basically took a lot of the, if not all, most of the insides out of the existing buildings. The existing front of the buildings, however, are all still there. And apparently the purchasers of the property now feel that they can kind of reconstruct what their needs are within the existing buildings. And again, I'm not privy to their plans, but the idea is not necessarily tearing everything down and then rebuilding. But what you'd see as you go by is what you'd have seen as they vacated the plant. It's a beautiful piece of property. My understanding is the entire property could hold up to a 1 million square foot type of business. I don't believe that is the case at this point. Again, I'm not privy to that other than the fact it would take a good-sized business to look at a property like that and say, you know, we're going to make the facility work. One thing I might mention is that facility has been noted for some time as being one of the top facilities in terms of landmass for a business. Based on where it's located, we've got an expressway there, of course. We've got the city right there. We're close to Lansing. There's a lot of tremendous pluses to that property, and we think the current purchasers probably saw that and said, that's for us.
How many people did it employ in its height?
That I'm not sure overall on that. My understanding was it was a really, really robust at one time, and again, it would really set them back on their feet when the law changed in terms of bottle deposits.
But a major, robust part of Charlotte history, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a day in history when the Owens of Illinois Tower comes down with O and I on it. So we'll see. We'll kind of see when that happens.
We're talking with Charlotte Mayor Tim Lewis. What is the biggest challenge facing your city?
I think with every city right now, it's the use of tax dollars and how the citizens themselves are viewing the usage. We try to do a very balanced approach, what I mean by that is we want to provide multiple numbers of services in the parks, in the city itself, of course, the general services such as public works, police, fire. And a lot of times people will come and say, well, why don't we take all the money and put it on the roads? And the council itself, I believe would do that if they could and have all the other services. But I think the challenge today is kind of looking at the city and saying, how best can we take the dollars we have, use them in a long-range kind of look? In other words, how can we get the best dollar value for the roads and that sort of thing, and very strategically look at the city in terms of future planning and what's going to be best for, you know, people and the residents of the city. The city has also been working with the schools on a very significant problem, and that is vaping Vaping are like e-cigarettes, and also they have machines that they use, students do. And we're working with the schools to put together an ordinance that will prohibit these with 18-year-olds and below in the schools and actually outside the schools as well.
Are you just seeing, you know, people in general just kind of vaping? And then is there a kind of city ordinance about what is allowed in public there in Charlotte?
Good question on that. The vaping itself has become an issue based on what is actually in the containers itself. In other words, there are some vaping products where they're simply vaping products and, in a sense, fairly harmless. There are, but a lot of the vaping products have nicotine in them in different degrees, and the problem is the students that use those on a regular basis can encounter, we think, long term some very significant issues in terms of health. The schools are concerned. It's very difficult to. You can imagine find these on students. You can't search every student, but as a city, there are no ordinances around us other than I think Eaton Rapids does have a vaping ordinance.
We have a new governor and many new state lawmakers. How can the state capitol help Charlotte?
I think one of the things that occurred in the past couple of years through the Snyder administration is he had a number of projects dealing with like Project Rising Tide and that sort of thing, which allowed the city some opportunities to work with the state in terms of developing their city. I think there needs to be a direct connect between the cities and the state government, and also federal government, actually. And what I mean by that is simply, I think we need to have programs that are allowing cities to be involved in more community development and also get some help from the state in terms of the community block grant programs that allow the city to allow them to move forward and really kind of support the local efforts to help keep the community developing at a good rate overall.
And we ask all the mayors to send us a picture of something that makes them proud about their city. You send us a picture of the 1885 Eaton County Courthouse.
Yes, I did. I love that courthouse. I lived in a city close to Charlotte for a number of years, and when we started looking to move, I thought of the courthouse, and actually, I'm a huge supporter of the courthouse and their activities. Now, it's called Courthouse Square, and it's just a beautiful addition to the city. For those people listening, if you want to come out for an afternoon sometime and go through our historical museum there, and in the courthouse itself, it also has obviously a complete court setting, and where you can go in and see where, you know, in the early 1900s, people were, you know, being tried right in the courthouse downtown in this old kind of, at that time new, but now in terms of the old kind of thing. But there are a lot of historical items, and it's just a beautiful, make a nice, you could come out, go to the courthouse, go to one of our great restaurants in town, and make an afternoon of it. And we'd definitely welcome you to the city at that.
Well, Mayor Tim Lewis, thank you for coming in and talking about Charlotte, and we appreciate every time you come in and talk with us.
Well, thank you very much. I'm proud of Charlotte. I'm proud of our staff that have really stepped forward, and anytime I can talk about Charlotte, I do.